Now he says here, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give. Now, what really and down in your heart do you think you ought to give? Well, that's what you ought to give. So let him give, like that. But notice, here's to be the test, not grudgingly. Not grudgingly. Now, that's important for us to see. We're not to give grudgingly. And what does that mean? Well, God does not want one penny from you if you'd rather keep it yourself. In other words, if you say, well, I'm an officer in the church, and it's my responsibility to give, or I'm a member of that church, and I feel responsible. Now, the church may say that to you. I've said it. I said, this is your church. You ought to support it. God doesn't say that. God said, if you're giving grudgingly, don't give it. God says, I don't want it. Now, and I don't think God uses it either. Not grudgingly. And then he says something else here. Are of necessity. Well, he doesn't want anything unless you're just going to give it willingly and gladly. God wants you to give like that. Give it gladly and freely. And somebody says, well, you know, I guess I better give. Everybody else is giving, and it'll look bad if I didn't give, and so I'll give. That's of necessity. God doesn't want it. God says don't give to him grudgingly or of necessity. Why? For God loveth the cheerful giver. You know, the happiest part of the service is that. And I've noticed in several churches I've been in that take up the offering, then they all stand and sing, praise God from whom all blessings flow. And I think that's wonderful. However, I think that they ought to sing, praise God from whom all blessings flow, and stand and sing it before they take the offering for two reasons. So they can get in the attitude of giving, and the right attitude of giving joyfully to the Lord. And then they'll be able to reach for their pocketbook when they stand up. I believe that that's important, by the way. Now, he's talking about that God loveth a cheerful giver. And if you're not a cheerful giver, God says don't give. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, no one that I've ever known has ever gone broke giving to the Lord's work. Now, there may be some like that, but I have never yet met them in my ministry. God will bless you. That's what he said. And I don't think he'll always bless you materially. A great many folk think that they can hold God to it. I don't think you can. He's promised to bless us with all spiritual blessings.